Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Government's policies and programs to be presented at the joint meeting of both chambers of Federal Parliament on 24th of May. House of Representatives conclude deliberation on appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 663 local levels and rosters to build military bases along its northwestern border in response to NATO move. Now the news in detail. The government's policies and programs are to be presented at the joint meeting of both chambers of the Federal Parliament on the 24th of May. Speaking at the meeting of the House of Representatives today, Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota informed that the President Vidya Devi Bhandari would present the government's policies and program for the upcoming fiscal year in joint meeting of both the chambers of the Parliament at 4 p.m. on the 24th of May. Meanwhile, the meeting of the House of Representatives endorsed 8 ordinances today. Nepal Police and Province Police Ordinance First Amendment proposed by Home Minister Balakrishna Khar for the approval was endorsed with a majority of votes in the Parliament. Likewise, the Social Security Ordinance First Amendment and Acid and Other Hazardous Chemical Regulation Ordinance presented by the Home Minister was also unanimously approved by the Parliament. Similarly, the Parliament unanimously endorsed the Medicine Ordinance Third Amendment and Ordinance related to protection of health workers and medical institutions that were presented by the State Minister, by State Health Minister Bhavani Prasad Kapung. Likewise, the Railway Ordinance presented by Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Renu Kumari Yadav was approved by the Parliament with the majority of votes. The Parliament also endorsed the ordinance aimed at amending some acts related to criminal codes and ordinance meant to amend laws against sexual violence. The House of Representatives has concluded the deliberation on the principle and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year. Earlier, participating in the discussions, lawmakers of the ruling parties argued that principles and priorities of the appropriation bill are practical and scientific. However, lawmakers of the opposition party blamed the principles and priorities for having no course and aim. Lawmakers stressed the need of taking initiatives for making the economy export-oriented by increasing domestic product and replacing imports. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has said his serious attention has been drawn to an incident of sexual harassment against a beauty pageant participant. In response, he directed the government to bring the alleged perpetrator under the purview of law and ensure compensation to the survivor. A woman via a series of TikTok video a few days ago claimed that a beauty pageant organizer raped her for 6 months. As she said, the incident happened 8 years ago when she was 16. She also mentioned about the involvement of others in the incident. Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa drew the speaker's attention to the matter amidst deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2022-23. Right activists today gathered in front of the Prime Minister's official residence at Baluwatar seeking an action against the alleged perpetrators and justice for the woman. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has responded to the queries of lawmakers over the proposed principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year in the Parliament. Responding to the concerns of the lawmakers in the meeting of the House of Representatives today, Finance Minister Sharma said the country's dollar reserves was in balance for around 7 months. He added that non-resident Nepalese had been urged to open dollar accounts in order not to let the country's dollar reserves fall down. The finance minister also informed the House that Nepal would see an estimated 5.84% economic growth rate as a result of an increment in the country's GDP. He also sought collective efforts from all quarters to boost the country's economic development. As Finance Minister Sarma said, a total of 26,750 business companies had been registered during this month alone. The finance minister further stated that the country's inflation rate had reached 7.28% despite the government's target to limit it 6.5%. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Hunchani mitra Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The results of local level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 663 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 296 local levels, CPN-UML in 183, CPN Maoist Centre in 113, Janata Samajwadi Party in 16, CPN Unified Socialist in 7 and others in 48 local levels. Voting updates are being received from all metropolises as well. As per the latest report, in Kathmandu mayoral post, independent candidate Balendra Saha has been leading the vote count with 29,582 votes. CPN-UML candidate Kesav Sthapit is following with 15,921 votes. In Bharatpur, mayoral candidate of the CPN Maoist Centre Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 23,154 votes. Her nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Bijay Subedi, has been following her with 19,722 votes. Similarly, in Lalitpur Metropolis, Giri Babu Maharjan of Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count with 22,820 votes, while his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar of the CPN-UML, has been following him with 13,124 votes. In Pokhara Metropolis, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN Unified Socialist has been leading the vote counts with 28,563 votes, while his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa of CPN-UML, has been following him with 25,357 votes. Likewise, in Birganj Metropolis, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party, Rajesh Man Singh, has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 24,316 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate, Bijay Kumar Sarabagi, has got 12,489 votes. In Biratnagar Metropolis, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post with 25,918 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa, has received 19,350 votes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has announced its countermeasures as Finland and Sweden decide to join NATO military alliance. In his speech today, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said by the end of 2022, 12 military units and divisions would be established along Russia's northwestern border of the country. Shoigu said the bid by the two Nordic countries were among the several military threats that have increased its in recent. He added that the threat also included the United States stepping off strategic bomber flights, sending warships to the Baltic Sea, and intensifying training exercises in the region with its NATO partners. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in South Korea on the first leg of an Asia tour aimed at reinforcing Washington's commitment to the Indo-Pacific region amid China's rise and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He landed at the Osan Air Base south of Seoul on Friday evening. After a three-day visit that includes a summit with South Korean counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol, he will leave for Japan on Sunday for talks with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. In Seoul and Tokyo, Biden will discuss the North's nuclear programs as well as the U.S. economic and security ties with its two treaty allies in Asia. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Kandagi Province and Karnali Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Kandagi Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more.